Do Babies Go to Hell, September 2014. In the theology of the Catholic Church, limbo, in Latin limbus, edge or boundary, referring to the edge of hell, is a speculative idea about the afterlife condition of those who die in original sin without being assigned to the hell of the damned. Medieval theologians in Western Europe described the underworld, hell, Hades, Infernum, as divided into four distinct parts. Hell of the damned, which some call Gehenna, Purgatory, Limbo of the Fathers or Patriarch, I don't understand that one, Limbo, and Limbo of the Infants. So, do babies go to hell? This is a good question that have been puzzling Christianity for a long time. Historically, theologians have examined this question, and the best answer for a major religion is that the dead babies cannot go to heaven because they have not sinned or have not done any or enough work. Sorry, I misread my own notes. Because they are not saved or have not done any or enough good works to deserve to go to heaven. They also cannot go to hell because they are innocent and therefore have not committed any sin since they don't know right from wrong. How could God punish babies? But the baby is not saved. The baby never believed. Therefore, God cannot take the baby in heaven. So the clever theologians of this major religion came up with a solution. If they cannot go to heaven, nor can they go to hell, let us send them to another location. The theologians did not want to offend the religious leaders, nor the grieving parents who have just lost their own, their newborn. Well, the solution is simple. Let us invent a place to put our dearly beloved babies. They came up with a place called Limbo. No, not the dance. That strange place that they invented. A better place where they can be happy and not suffer. This is very nice, a clean solution, and everyone is happy. Hold it. Not so fast with that limbo. Is that all you could find in the scriptures, or should I say, is that all that you cannot find in the scriptures? Does the Bible describe this place? No. Nor does the Bible describe purgatory. One day I was thinking of purgatory and I asked myself why the theologians did not come up with another place that I call the anti-purgatory. Let me explain purgatory first. Purgatory was invented to make money. This religion came up with two kinds of sins, mortal sins and venial sins. Big sins that send you to hell and little sins that you can burn off before entering heaven. That religion invented a paying system for sins. As long as you give the money to a priest or a bishop, you can pay for the sins of a dead person or for your own. You can pay for all your little sins for a large sum of money. They also had a battle between bishops for how much money. Since you cannot confess all your sins to a priest because you cannot remember them all, you should at least be able to remember and confess your big sins, right? I see three problems with confession of sins. First, can you show me in the Bible where God makes a difference between small sins and big sins for you to ask forgiveness in order to be saved? Second, where does the Bible say to confess your sins anyway to obtain forgiveness? Third, can you show me in the Bible anyone confessing his sins to a priest in order to obtain forgiveness of those sins by the priest? I thought God was the one who forgave us. You should reread the law in the Old Testament carefully about confession of sins and what to do about your sins. And by the way, have you noticed that we're no longer in the Old Testament? Nor are we in the New Testament? We are in a dispensation of the grace of God. Back to purgatory. Purgatory goes like this. You leave Earth, you enter purgatory for up to 2.1 billion years to burn your small sins in order to be clean, clean, clean to enter heaven. How do I know that it is 2.1 billion years? Well, I read it somewhere on the web someplace. So you can search for this information on the internet. You can go to Catholic websites. You probably can find it. In this religious system, almost no one goes directly to heaven. But of course, the Apostle Peter is there waiting for you at the pearly gates. I have news for you. Peter is not in heaven waiting for you. Now for what I call the anti-purgatory. I imagine the anti-purgatory as a place where things work the opposite of purgatory. I don't know. I was thinking this way. There's earth, there's heaven, and in between you put something called purgatory. And then you have earth, and you have hell, but nothing in there. Because I was thinking, well, they missed it. They should have put something in here. So we got earth, purgatory, heaven. Got earth, anti-purgatory, or whatever you call it, everything you want, and then hell. Oh, man. Goofy stuff. So I imagine this place. As you may expect, I am going to tell you my description of anti-purgatory. If purgatory is a place to clean you before entering heaven, the anti-purgatory prepares you to enter hell. Don't you know that you have to qualify to enter hell? Satan does not want just simple, you know, common sinners. Nah. He wants real bad sinners. So there you go. You have to be, you know, you're not bad enough to enter heaven, so you have to do more evil to enter heaven. You know, you gotta add on. You leave Earth, you go to anti-purgatory, you become real bad, or you learn to become real bad, commit real bad stuff, etc., until you are ready to serve Satan in hell. Okay, you get it. Purgatory and anti-purgatory do not exist. We know that the Bible says that all have sinned. Now, I'm going to put a trick on you. Okay? So I'm going to misuse the Bible. So you know that everyone has sinned. So Romans 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We also know that the wages of sin is death. Romans 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Don't you have to believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior to be saved? Therefore, all babies go to hell, right? Good logic, but you forgot something. You forgot to read the rest of the Bible. Another argument is the age of accountability. When are you old enough to really know what you are doing offends God? Is it at 6 years old, 14, 20, when you graduate high school? Oops, some people never graduate high school. Or at some other age, or when you have achieved something important, like getting a job? I don't know. When is it? Can you tell me? It is when you can understand the consequences of your actions. If a person is born with a mental illness or any illness that does not allow the person to understand even the simplest concepts, then how can God punish such a person? A person may understand many things but is incapable of measuring the consequences of his actions. Does God automatically disqualify this person? For example, a child may have been told not to touch a hot stove. The child may understand the command, but may not know what happens when you touch the stove. The first time you touch a hot stove, you will remember the consequences of burning yourself. You were told, but did not really understand the consequences. Redemption is based on understanding. Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But that's not all. You need the proper doctrine for you today in the dispensation of the grace of God. So you need to hear with understanding in order to believe, to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Who then goes to hell? Anyone old enough that heard and understood and rejected the gospel for us today? Do God send babies to hell, or anyone else that never was able to understand who God is? The answer is simple. No. God is good. He's just. Now, for you, if you don't want to go to hell, what do you do? Well, you have to believe that how Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and 3 days after, he rose again. That's it. Have a good day.